We do have the landscape drawing.
Yes, the applicant provided the calculations and the landscape plan. The calculations comply with the zoning district, the landscape plan. We didn't have enough time to review in depth the landscape plan, but we have a condition that the landscape plan will be reviewed because it was submitted 2 days ago.
For the amount of landscaping there, remember what we always talk about downstairs. Mr. Leon, Commissioner Leon.
So I guess I'm going to echo the questions that the applicant had to the plan department, and I'll try to phrase them correctly, but why are we asking the applicant to provide a survey that was provided by the telecommunications application in the past, if that's correct? And then why are we requiring him to go to the state at this stage?
Well, Commissioner, let's do one at a time.
Okay, sure.
Okay, yeah. At the time of the telecommunication tower, so it was just one lot. So now they are creating two lots. So we're just requesting information or project narrative how, with this new line that will be created, how that will fit with the previously approved tower that was approved before this CSN. Because at the time of the tower, so it was just one single lot, and now he's proposing two.
So, sorry, I'm going to press a little bit here, but how does that impact just by the dividing? How does it impact the survey that was done before if we were to divide this lot?
Because we will have a new lot line just in the middle of the property. So at the time of the tower, this lot line did not exist. So, and that will have an that could have an impact on the setbacks for the telecommunication tower.
So do I understand correctly then that when survey was done before, that the setbacks were based on a line that currently exists further to the west?
Yes.
And yeah. Now I think there would be additional setback created, right?
Did they go to the west?
Or no, am I misunderstanding that?
Mr. Kular, where did the tower go? Did it go on the west side?
Yes.
North.
So the tower's right here, right?
West, yeah.
West, the tower was supposed to be
here. Was supposed to be, and we told you to put it back here.
Mr. Olson told us, no, it's better to put it that way.
Right.
So I requested the U.S. server to put it all them in the corner. It's on the borderline.
Right.
And that part was approved from the city. But the setback, we are talking about Ryan Road. Ryan Road setback has nothing to do with that west corner, right? Still, I don't understand. It's about and beyond what's going on.
Okay, so the tower is here.
That is
the new line is here, right? So really what we need, Regulo, but we got to be careful because the UDO is requiring something. But really what we need now is this CSM to show the tower here and that lot.
And the setback.
And the
from
setback.
The line.
Right, but the reality is that this new line doesn't really impact the tower and its setbacks. But we don't have any documentation that shows that. That's the problem.
Right.
Andy, we don't see it on a drawing. That's the problem. And you got that, right? Yeah, we don't. But Andy needs to know this in order to move on with something here. So if we can make a condition that says submit a new drawing that shows the tower and its setbacks on this drawing at some point in the next
give me
60
3
days.
Weeks or a month. Mr. Jesse, you can give me 30 days.
So you're trying to be reasonable, right?
Yeah, well, I don't think he's going to get it because of all this stuff going on. Just like he said, no one's getting back to him.
We'll put a date on it, but, you know, whatever it is, right? As long we're trying to be reasonable, right, and comply with the ordinance that we have, and Regulo gets it. I mean, Regulo doesn't want to be difficult, right? So the that's condition what? That's
condition number four.
Is that four?
That would be the reason number four. Yeah, on the staff report.
Oh, I'm looking at the resolution. I don't care about the staff report. Oh, that's the resolution. What's in the resolution that we would need to fix?
We can add
to permit this.
An additional condition that the applicant will submit a site plan or CSM showing the tower and the setback.
Within 90 days.
Prior to recording the CSM.
Yeah. Okay. So get ready. Mr. Leon, you still have this floor.
I would ask that we give him maximum latitude on that date,
right,
because of current conditions and delays are possible. I don't know how long that should
and
be.
If
but
I get it earlier, it will go to the Common Council then?
Mr. City and
my understanding is that the way the Plan Commission, the latest comments are that it would be a condition that you provide that before recording, so that can occur after council approval.
Okay,
but I did prepare another all things considered right now. I hereby extend the time limit for CSM approval an additional 30 days from March 19, 2020, or longer if required by the current public health emergency, just in case the council can't meet or something. So I will.
No pen, Andy? Come on.
I have a pen.
Okay. Mr. Leon still has the floor, and we're still doing these questions.
Do we need to address, or can you help understand why we're requiring him for the DOT setbacks from Ryan Road, right? This is a different setback.
Right, because that's a common practice for all applications, and in this case, Ryan Road is a state roadway, so that's why we require the applicant to contact DOT to get the information on the setbacks.
But is that not what this is?
Yes. No. That's the buffer yard easement.
This is the buffer yard easement?
Mm-hmm. 30 foot.
And this is the property line?
Yes.
It should be 40. Last time,
40. Mr. Morrow.
If I could come to the defense of the planning department, you know, people accuse us of not getting enough stuff done. That means that we shouldn't have to do things for applicants. You know, we review things when they hit our desk, but when things are asked for just to be shown, that's part of the reason. So it's not that you're probably right. You're obviously right. But you have to show it. We shouldn't have to create your documents for you.
So I understand that.
Yes.
But when Mr. Jack was the engineer, I came to the city of Franklin in 2005. My property was way more south where it is right now. DOT has taken 40 feet from the center line. Okay. That time, the DOT told me that now you can build after this what you want to do it. But that time was 2005, today is 2020. Right now I'm requesting, I will request the DOT if I have to make 15 calls. I don't know how many calls I will get returned. But the thing is.
And when did you call?
Because today.
You called today, so.
Sir.
They've been very good at returning my calls. It's generally not that same day often, but the next day or the day after, they're generally pretty good about returning calls.
Mr. Regulo just told me today afternoon. He told me at 3 o'clock, at 3:05, whatever time.
So likewise, I think we could maybe make a condition that has to be shown prior to recording.
Okay.
He needs a letter. I will try to ask them.
We'll just put it on that same condition. That's all. It's not that big a deal for you to do, and it's not that big a deal for us to accommodate. Let's work together.
The responsibilities are mine now left is one to get the letter from DOT, and the second to show the tower on the CSM. Is that correct?
And the DOT right away.
Yeah. So first is the DOT thing, and second is the show the
tower
on the CSM.
Right.
Am I also on the same page then?
Yes, but there's an additional item that is the letter, the Natural Resource Protection Plan, or letter stating that there are no natural resources.
So you need.
I don't know which company. I could not find any company who can give.
Who did your natural resources back in 2005?
It was never asked.
Who did the landscaping in 2005? Who did this?
This landscaping is done by Mr. Tony.
So, Tony?
I'm an architect. I don't know I really am not experienced in
that. That's the wrong answer.
I wish I could.
I guess my comment to that is every other applicant has to provide this information. So there are people out there doing this.
Can I ask Mr. Regulo, give me one, two, or three company, name of the companies. Let me get a hold of them. That's all.
The question you can ask, who's done some previous ones? And we don't make recommendations, but you can ask who has done some previous ones. So
we'll do that.
Yeah.
What do you need, Jess?
Where's the motion?
Like this.
So I have another comment.
Yes, Mr. City Engineer.
And while this wasn't one of the official comments for denial last time, one of my big concerns is the fact that there's a parking lot out there that has never been approved the way it is, and it's at the entrance to our business park. It needs to be looking our best. So the parking lot, it's not paved. It doesn't have curb and gutters. It's kind of mismatched. And so have we made any progress on trying to clean that up?
Okay, sir, right now I moved all the trucks, one truck, the red truck, what you saw it, the person went overseas. He was supposed to be here today from Albania or something.
Okay.
But due to this thing, they're not flying from that country, I think from Albania. So he has to rebook his ticket for the 19th of April. I spoke to his cousin also to move it. I told him on the 19th, if he don't move it, on 20th, either City of Franklin is going to give him a ticket or somebody's going to tow his truck. Also talked to him this afternoon.
And Mr. Martinez, is there anything connected with the construction of the tower for that parking?
One of the condition of approval for the telecommunication tower was to all the areas that will be outside the tower compound and outside the access easement shall be returned to grass.
And so since a tower doesn't get occupancy per se like a building or a house would, what would our hammer be if becomes a parking lot again once the tower is constructed?
It could be subject to enforcement by the UDO.
All right.
That's got to go back to grass, Andy. Because you don't want Verizon
or whatever. Once the tower is done, we need some kind of pathway to go to the tower.
That's part of the tower deal.
Outside the access
easement. Outside of that,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, everything else got to go to grass. Anything else? Mr. Commissioner Haley.
Small thing compared to all this. No, we've got a chance to look at the landscape plan. It would appear the southeast corner of the site, we've got 3-foot-tall shrubs going in the site visibility triangle. That's 3 feet of planting height. It'll probably be taller than that, and it's probably not what we're after. I'm not sure what the exact standards are for the site visibility triangle in terms of height.
Yes, it has to be below 3 feet. So we have not reviewed in depth the landscape plan, so there is a condition that the landscape plan shall be subject to review by staff because the landscape plan was submitted 2 days ago.
That's fine. Then I would recommend when staff is doing that either those plants need to go away or just be switched because they're being planted at 3 foot tall. They will only get larger. They want to get in with a 12 or 18 inch juniper. That's fine, but you're obstructing the entire triangle with this.
Okay. Landscaper said thumbs up. Okay, you want to do this, Jesse?
Mr. Interim Planning Manager, you've got all the comments to make some changes to the conditions, correct?
Yes, we're adding two conditions, condition for the showing the tower and the setbacks, and the other condition about the DOT information for the setbacks along Ryan Road.
Okay, then a potential motion is a motion to recommend an approval of the resolution as presented to the commission at this meeting with the changes just summarized by the interim planning manager on the record. And just as an understanding, the subject matter would go to the Common Council at its next meeting on April 6th.
Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to me.
Andy?
I don't want to be hard to him, but I requested, so I will get it done.
Stay healthy, Andy.
Thank you.
Okay, move on to the next item, which is Juniper Events, Indoor Craft and Relic Antique Show. We're going to approve something that may not happen. Mr. Martinez.
This is a temporary use application for the Recraft and Relic event in the Milwaukee County Sports Complex. This is an all-indoor event. The applicant is proposing 3 dates in April, November, and January 2021. So the event that is scheduled for April has been canceled. So this approval is only for the events on the November and January 2020. So in the resolution, we are proposing to remove the April event because at the time that we delivered the packets, we didn't have the emergency proclamation. So staff is recommending approval.
Mr. City Attorney.
And staff inquired this afternoon as to whether or not there should be some provision placed in the resolution regarding cancellation due to a continuation of the public health emergency. And my thought was that whether it's from the president or the governor or the Milwaukee County Health Department or the Franklin Health Department, that can be a separate function akin to all the taverns and restaurants being closed right now by order without some condition in an approval of their license or anything. So,
is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a temporary use for a Recraft and Relic Market ticketed curated shopping event for property located at 6000 West Ryan Road, the Milwaukee County Sports Complex?
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Just an update on the planning manager recruitment. We had something like 50 applicants.
Are you one?
I will be putting together an interview committee. I'm going to tap one or two of you to join that. But it's getting close to the election, so I don't know what I'm going to do. So we'll keep you in the loop. And I'm not sure that we're going to hold another meeting until this virus thing shakes out a little more.
Greendale shut down?
Yeah.
And we got the special one on the 6th, which will be quick.
Okay. We're still having that as far as we know.
Yes. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.